It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us at 9 this morning with his thoughts on the firing of Gerard Mayo and the future of the New England Patriots. Courtney has the news coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Gentlemen, doctors have issued a warning about the polar vortex, which we are in here in this region of the country, and how it will destroy your sex life. So that is among the things that we will get to during the news with Courtney. This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was laughing a little because you and Wiggy are both right. It's like Gerard wasn't ready for that job, and this is the least talent since the 0-16 Detroit team. But the part of the press conference that scared me the most was them saying they're going to have Wolf and them there for the draft.
Yeah.
And then he said the drafts have been terrible. It's like, so if you why would you have him anywhere near the draft? It's like, because if you look at just Washington last year, you took Polk, right? Look what Adunze and McMillan are doing in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis brought brought this up during his lead this morning at 6:30 or 6:45, yeah, whenever we got to him. And he is spot on. Yeah. Elliott Wolf has been with this organization for a long time.
Yeah.
And Matt Groh as well.
So Robert Kraft can tell you he put Gerard Mayo in an untenable situation and, it, you know, set him up to fail. That's great. But Elliott Wolf did as well. So continuing on with Elliott Wolf running the show down there is a mistake in my mind. Yes, go ahead.
I just think that Kraft was thinking of Bill Belichick when he said that, because he was trying to get the shot in, and he didn't consider how bad that would actually hit.
Well, you notice he went on to say that they've now changed their grading system when it comes to the draft. So
it's a bad grading system. They might want to call me. I can help them revamp it.
Okay, Sham, I like that. Well, the fourth pick is going to be very interesting on what they do with it. You know, because you're not trading it. So now it's going to be, who's the guy that they're going to focus in on? Who are they going to be able to draft at that position? You clearly don't need a quarterback. So you know those two, there's only two at the top of the draft, and that's Shador and the kid Cam Ward. And then it's Travis Hunter.
I mean, my hope is that you get your head coach, and your head coach says, I want a clean house.
Yep.
And I got a guy.
Yep.
I got a couple guys. I got a guy. I got a woman. It doesn't matter to me. And that they're going to run in conjunction with me, they're going to run personnel. And you could say goodbye to Elliott Wolf, say goodbye to Matt Groh, and start all over again with somebody else.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, aren't you still going to have... Because isn't it about how much money Kraft is willing to give Elliott Wolf, and is it still
He said yesterday that he never tells anybody how much money they can spend.
So then why don't
does anybody believe that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what boss in the planet doesn't tell people what they can spend?
He's trying to act like Wick, where he's like, yeah, we don't mind spending over the cap as long as it balances out over 3 years.
But Wick does it.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to. I think the draft is cool, but where you're really going to have to hit to make this team better is going to be either in free agencies or trades of guys, you know, disgruntled guys that want out. We heard of Tyreek Hill. Miles Garrett down in Cleveland has said, hey,
do you really want Tyreek Hill?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, because you had Mike McDaniel yesterday saying he quit mid-game. Like, is that the kind
how
of
how would he feel about congestion pricing?
Yeah. The guy had 1,800 yards last year, almost 1,800 yards, and everybody wanted Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, I'm not going to be like, if the guy's available.
You don't care.
Yo, Miles Garrett has already said he's meeting with the brass in Cleveland. If they're not willing to tell him on what they're going to do to get them competitive, he wants out. Like, so you'll have an opportunity potentially to get guys. And, yes, some guys may have some off-the-field issues or maybe have, like, an attitude adjustment. But don't you want talented players?
Yeah. And on the final point about Kraft spending, Greg,
yeah,
what you have to do if you don't draft well is spend. That's the option. You either keep bringing in guys, then when your successful players hit free agency, you draft their replacement, or you draft poorly and spend in free agency or via trade. and they have elected not to spend. So what Kraft was telling you was that he didn't care enough to invest his money to overcome the drafting deficiencies.
Okay, reminder. Curtis has suggested a new feature. It is the most innovative feature ever in radio, never done before. And we have chosen to call it Hill Notes. We tried it yesterday. You can leave us, if you want to leave a message on Robert Kraft and what he said yesterday, or on Gerard Mayo, or on the banning of hot dogs in North Korea, or on the jackass who drove his oversized truck into the Sumner Tunnel this morning and led to the Sumner Tunnel being closed so nobody else could drive through it, then you can leave a voice message on the app, on the Odyssey app, and we will play them all back at some point this morning. Is that the best way to describe that, Curtis?
Yeah. I mean, first of its kind, so we're going through some growing pains, but we'll hopefully succeed.
All right. Well, it was pretty good yesterday. I thought it came out pretty good yesterday.
It was excellent.
Very simple to do. Hopefully you have the Odyssey app downloaded. If you don't, just download it. Then you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. And you'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner of said app, which reads, send a voice message, send it. And that way, your voice can be heard.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
These text messages, that you see that text message? That has to be a joke, right? Sorry, but Hill Notes has been done before. Howie Carr has had a segment where people leave messages. Yes, I had a segment on my old show for 20 years.
I think you created it.
It was called Hill Mail.
Yeah.
People have been calling radio stations since Marconi and expressing their opinion. That's what they do.
Was he playing the Mamba?
I don't know.
Do you think Howie Carr copied you?
I don't know who copied whom. I just think
it's hilarious. The people that tell on themselves as morons that's yelling at us about the Weiner line is just perfect. It's the exact Twitch accounts you would expect.
Long about, I don't know what year it was. It was probably in the 90s. Those of us that were on the radio all decided that it might be an interesting thing to have people leave a message, and then we would play them back. It happened, I'm guessing, on radio stations all over the United States of America.
Yeah, well,
this is technology advancing the process, and you can simply leave us a message on the app. I mean, that is...
Probably all started when we all got the...
Cell phones?
No, I'm not cell phones. Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
When we played telegraph? No, when we played our messages. When we played our messages at home.
Voicemail.
We had to go back in the little
answering machine.
Yeah, the answer machine.
Yes.
Why was I drawing a blank on that? Wow, that's Ask a Boomer, the answer machine. It probably all started there, right?
Yeah.
Somebody came home that was working a radio, came home, hit their answering machine message and goes, this would be a good idea for radio.
Well, it's a new thing. You can also send us a fax. If you'd like to send your comment over via fax, I'll give you the fax line later. It's They Said It. Sean, where do we begin this morning?
Bill Belichick was on the Let's Go podcast, as he is every week now, and he was joined by former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Bill Cowher, and they talked about Gerard Mayo's firing, and Bill gave an interesting note on when things seem to have gone awry between him and the Crafts. Here was Bill Cowher and Bill Belichick.
And listen, some situations you understand. I've always believed that giving a coach 3 years and see where you're trending is really the appropriate thing to do, in my opinion. You know, what happened to Gerard after 1 year? I mean, I don't know what took place behind the building, but certainly it was a lack of communication. And certainly Gerard had some things he probably had to learn from. You know, and sometimes a first-year head coach says things he probably regrets he says, did things regrets he probably said. It's called learning experience, and hopefully you can grow from it and learn from it, but also have the support of the people that are behind you.
You need that shared vision between ownership and the coaching and scouting, and that's when you can be successful. And I know, Bill, you had that at Pittsburgh, and I had that up until about the last 4 years in New England. And when you have that shared vision and and you know, everybody kind of pulling in the same direction, you know, you have a chance and you can get a lot done. And even if you don't win at all, you're still really competitive, and we've both been in that situation. But when that, when you're going in different directions, then that's, that makes it really hard to keep up with everybody else. So I think you look at the organizations and you can kind of see the ones that are and the ones that aren't.
Okay. That's interesting. So
Mac Jones,
we have a timeline. I would assume that coincides with the departure of Tom Brady, right?
Because he said the last four years, which means it predates Mac Jones.
So Bill Belichick would be suggesting that they had a shared vision until Tom Brady departed.
Yeah, we want Tom. Robert, I don't want to pay him that much. Tom, guess what? You're going to Florida. But it is
what
really
a way to rewrite him.
Oh, Curtis, come on now.
It is really interesting to
wait. So you think Bill Belichick?
I don't know, Curtis. Well, I don't said, lose my ever loving s over it. Whoa. If somebody, I'm suggesting that perhaps that's what Bill is saying.
Right. Of course, it's what he's trying to say.
And Robert's going to tell you differently, and Tom's going to tell you differently. Are you new to life?
Why does it make you angry?
No, I was just going to say real quick about that. That's why it's going to be extremely interesting on what they do, because if they keep Elliott Wolf in place and they hire the next guy, how much of the shared vision, especially with a guy like Vrabel, if he doesn't feel like Wolf is his guy, is that shared vision going to be there?
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, next, Greg, one of the Patriots players that did appear in the locker room and actually speak to the media yesterday was David Andrews. David Andrews talked about how he did want to come back and continue to play for the New England Patriots, and there was one big reason why. Here was David Andrews.
I mean, look, I want to get to play with Trey. You know, I didn't get to play any meaningful football with him. Super glad I got to play with Jacoby, you know, being together when we were so young and coming back together, you know, that was special for me. And look, I'm excited to get to work with Drake at one point. There's, you know, obviously a big factor in me wanting to play as a guy like that, and, you know, get to help him develop. And I think he gives you a good chance to win, you know. And so, look, it's going to be, like I said, it's a big off season for him too, for everybody. And you know, hopefully, you know, he can get some rest and improve, and, you know, whatever it is that he needs to improve on. And, you know, he's a good player, and, you know, I'm excited for his future.
For this team, you can't underestimate the importance of having that guy around.
Oh, yeah.
In your locker room as a leader, am I right?
And then he feels like he's the only offensive lineman you can pencil in for next year when you start to look at free agency and the direction that you want to go.
But that's definitely good news.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's really good
news. Especially with another new head coach. Like, David Andrews is the last standing guy that can bring the old Patriot way into a new head coach. And
yeah, I don't really care about that. I think it's just good that you get, because the Patriots way, Courtney, is gone. Let's be honest.
Like, I know, but it can always come back.
No, it can't. It has been gone, and it's been gone for a while, right? I think what Andrews does, it just, I'm more excited about, okay, it solidifies a position that you don't have to look for.
Isn't it also more important, though, that he's clearly identifying that Drake May is a guy that other guys want to play for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's telling you, I want to come back and not retire specifically because this kid is good enough to win football games. All I care about is winning football games. He's good enough to do it, and that's why I want to come back.
All right, what's next?
Next, Greg, another guy's future who is in a bit of limbo, a little bit of question, is Mike McCarthy. Jerry Jones spoke to the media yesterday, talked about Mike McCarthy, what he likes about Mike McCarthy. Here was Jerry Jones in the media.
Jerry, what was your message to Mike McCarthy, and what does he mean to you?
Well, I spoke to the whole team, and Mike was in the room with all the coaches and the whole team. And, of course, Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach. And I am really impressed with the way the players identify, are with him. They're inside with him. And that's important. That's important because he's had some times when each one of those players individually as well as a team have not been fun times.
When you said Friday that the hay is in the barn about McCarthy and the coaches, does that mean, have you made up your mind on Mike McCarthy?
No. Well, the point is that all that I'm going to look at that I was asked, I was answering that question, and that was, does the outcome of this game really impact his future? And I said, no. All of the things I'll consider are hazing the ball.
I can't believe they're going to keep him, or Jerry is going to keep him. Jerry Jones, by the way, maybe not a great GM, but you brought it up. I finally watched the latest episode of Landman. Yeah. Pretty good actor.
He was unbelievable.
He did a really good job.
I mean, I'm guessing he tells a story in it. I won't say what the story is, but I wonder if it's a true story, so he didn't really have to act.
No, I think I don't think it was scripted. I think he just did like improv dialogue.
But it was emotional.
He did a really good job.
Really, really well
done. Does he play a billionaire on the show?
He plays himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he plays himself.
Jerry Jones. Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, Courtney said, what's your model for 2025?
Meeting hate with love.
Can we get rid of 2025? Can we be no cap and keep it a buck? Because come on, Jerry, like if he's the best coach out there, why don't you just give the guy a contract? Isn't there reports out there that Chicago's looking to interview him?
Yes.
So just give the guy a contract if you feel like he's the best guy for the job and stop dragging your feet.
Yeah, but this same thing kind of happened with Jason Garrett, too, where it's like they got to the end of the contract. Everybody's like, oh, no, the Cowboys are going to move on from Jason Garrett. And then all of a sudden they gave him a brand new 3-year, 5-year deal, whatever it was. So I guarantee Mike McCarthy's just going to be the head coach of the Cowboys again. And it's like a dog and pony show.
Curtis, would you rather have Jerry Jones or Robert Kraft as the owner of your football
team? Oh, God. Honestly, they're pretty similar. I guess Kraft because he's done it longer, and neither spend a lot of money, but that is a coin flip. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, other than one's the GM and the other just does stuff behind the scenes.
I would say the difference is that Jerry is a better evaluator of talent, and they keep their talent in Dallas.
But there is a similarity in that both only won with one quarterback.
No, I give Robert the edge because he was able to identify the better coach in Bill Belichick. But when you look at the Dallas
Cowboys... Jerry could say, I want a Super Bowl with the Barry Switzer-led team.
Right. When you look at Jerry Jones, and I'm just talking recent years, they re-signed CeeDee Lamb. They're probably going to re-sign Micah Parsons. They hit on both of those guys in the draft. They did the deal for Dak.
They originally hit on Zeke and Dak in the same draft.
They hit on Zeke, right?
So all those offensive linemen they hit on year after year.
And you start to look at what
And Jerry Jones hit on a lot of people, too.
what they've done.
Some were employees, actually.
I would say that I would love Jerry Jones as a GM because he gets it right when you look at some of the guys, especially the guys that they've drafted.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Up next, the news with Courtney. Guys, doctors have issued a warning for those of us that are male and are suffering through the polar vortex and how it is going to destroy your sex life. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.